This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
9 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning from FM 106, part one of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto of Litchfield. We join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy, and good morning. Starting off with your grain futures from last Friday, corn for May was down 2 3/4 to 362.5. July corn finished at 371, down 3 1/4. And September corn finished down 3 cents to 379.5. Soybeans for May were down 7.5 cents to 899. July beans finished at 912, down 7.5 as well. And August beans were down 7 3/4 to 917 3/4. May Chicago wheat was down 3 to 467 3/4. July Chicago wheat was down 4 to 469 3/4. And September wheat was down 4 cents as well to 477 1/4. Soybean meal for May was down $3.90 to $308 per ton. July soybean meal was down $3.70 to $311.70 per ton. And August bean meal was down $3.60 to $313.40. Finally, soybean oil for May was down 5 cents to $29.15. July bean oil was down 4 cents to $29.48. And August bean oil was down 5 cents to $29.62. Now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for last Friday's cash grain reports.
This is Friday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Friday afternoon. Disappointment in the ongoing U.S.-China trade talks weakened grain prices. In northern western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents lower at 320 to 347. Soybean bids were down 7 to 8 cents at 807 to 848. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 2 cents lower at 331 to 348, while soybean bids were down 7 cents at 835 to 861. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were a penny lower at 327 to 358. Soybean bids were down 5 cents at 832 to 863. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were down 8 cents at 864 to 879. Basis was steady at 35 under to 20 under the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 286 to 298 a ton, down $3.90 a ton, with basis unchanged at 2200 to 10 under the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were mixed at 348 to 367, with basis steady to up 5 at 1500 to 4 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted a producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents lower at 350 to 355, with basis unchanged to down 1 at 1300 to 8 under the May. Soybeans ended down 7 to 8 cents at 850 to 858, with basis steady to up 1 at 4900 to 41 under the May. New crop wheat prices are 4 cents lower at 440 to 460, with basis unchanged at 3000 to 10 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal levies placed their producer corn bid steady to 2 cents higher at 374 to 375. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 5 to 8 cents, quotations at 875 to 877. Soft wheat closed down 3 cents at $5 to 501, and Milo ended the day 2 cents lower at 382 to 383. Contract bids producers for October and November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 335 to 360, soybeans at 848 to 878. And in the central part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 349 to 361, soybeans at 868 to 893. And in the southern part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 327 to 365, soybeans at 858 to 889. And June-July wheat at 441 to 474. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle lost $1.50, down to $126.05. June live cattle were down $1.22 to $120.35. And August live cattle lost 85 cents to $117.37. Feeder cattle for April lost 17 cents down to 146.15. May feeders gained 15 cents to 150.22. And August feeders were down 47 cents to 156.72. On to lean hogs for April, they lost 55 cents to 79.02. May lean hogs finished at $91 per head, up 17 cents. June lean hogs were up $1.12 to $98.97, and July lean hogs gained $1.32 to $101.57. And now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for last Friday's Cash Livestock Reports.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday afternoon livestock report. Starting with National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 69 cents lower. It ranged 67 to 78.50 with a weighted average carcass price of 75.79. In the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sow prices were firm with good demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded $36 to $44, 4 to 5 weighted $39 to $46, 5 to 6 weighted $42 to $48, and over 600 pounds $45 to $50. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrels and gilts country buying points were firm with good demand for moderate offerings ranging $46 to $56. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gilts have totaled 17,517. In the direct cattle trade, the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, choice steers and live bases traded at 124 and 129. And on address bases at 202 to 208. Choice heifers and live bases traded at 124 to 128. And on address bases at 204 to 206. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 218 loads traded. Calculations are at 200-pound pork carcass is $81.84, which is 38 cents lower from the national box. Beef cutout pork values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $226.93, which is 19 cents higher, while select carcasses were $220.28, which is $1.92 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 107,000 compared to 106,000 last week and 114,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated up 417,000 compared to 461,000 last week and 452,000 one year ago. A recap of the Walnut Livestock Auction for Thursday, April 4th had receipts of 200. Compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers sold 50 cents lower. Slaughter Holstein steers sold $1.50 lower. And slaughter heifers sold $1.50 lower. And slaughter cows traded steady to $4 lower. Slaughter steers choice at 125 to 129.75. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 85 to 91.50. Slaughter heifers choice at 125 to 128. And slaughter cows premium average dressing at $91. Breakers average dressing at $49 to $59. Boners average dressing at $46 to $56. And slaughter bulls were $62 to $71. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And that's all for part one of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto of Litchfield. Part two of the Morning Ag Show is next. 6:21 on this Monday morning, part two of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you by the CNB Bank and Trust, with 19 locations to serve you, and by CHS, farmer-owned with global connections. Once again, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy. Starting off with national ag news on this Monday morning, a border slowdown is replacing border shutdown fears as the Trump administration redeploys customs and border patrol officers away from ports of entry to help border patrol agents. Hundreds of customs officers are being redeployed from ports of entry to the open border with Mexico, and that's causing hours-long backups for trucks and cars waiting to enter the United States. It's also unnerving farm interests who are worried about on-time delivery of produce and arrival of Mexican seasonal labor. American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore.
In addition to the impact that this could have on trade going south for our commodities and products, farm and ag products, we're also concerned about how this could impact the ability for our farms and ranches here in the United States to get the workers they need under the H-2A program, particularly in, you know, the time of the year where we're hitting into planting season in some parts of the country where, you know, it's livestock calving season, got, you know, the fruit and vegetable operations.
Moore says Farm Bureau has made its voice heard in the administration, urging caution that any border security steps the president takes do not impede farm commerce or movement of farm workers.
We've got some parts of the country where folks literally from Mexico commute into the United States on a daily basis to work, particularly along right along that southern border. And again, it's causing worry. We've heard from a number of our states in that regard, raising that notion that this could have just as big an impact in some ways on the farms and ranches as, you know, the slowing down of the commerce side of it.
Mexico's foreign minister says top U.S. officials assured him the U.S. does not plan to close the border, but those border officials are overstretched by the recent surge in migrants, and the strain is likely to cause a slowdown at border crossings. It already has. In other national news, President Donald Trump said last week that trade talks with China are rounding the turn and that something monumental is coming in the next few weeks for both countries. During an appearance in the Oval Office with both negotiating teams, Trump said, "We have a way to go, but it's not very far." China's top trade negotiator told Trump that because of your direct involvement, we do have great progress. An Associated Press report says U.S. and Chinese negotiators dove into their ninth round of negotiations midway through last week. The report says the two countries have made significant progress on some of the more contentious issues in the discussions. For example, China passed a law last month that loosens restrictions on foreign investment, which is designed to prevent Chinese companies from forcing American companies to hand over technology. Beijing is also expected to agree to sharp increases in the number of purchases from America, including agricultural commodities, in order to help reduce the sharp trade deficit America has with China. That trade deficit came in at a record amount of $379 billion last year. In local livestock news on this Monday morning, we have the latest sale results from the Greenville Livestock Auction's latest sale this past Wednesday, April 3rd. There were total receipts of 890, 676 of which were in cattle, 213 in sheep and goats. Slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 lower on the high choice and $1 to $1.50 lower on low choice and selects. Holstein steers traded $1 lower on high choice and $1 to $3 lower on low choice and selects. Feeder steers and heifers traded $2 to $4 higher on medium-large 1 to 2s and unevenly steady on the unvaccinated unweaned to short-weaned calves and medium-short 2 to 3s. Slaughter cows traded $1 to $2 higher on better cows and $1 higher on slower cows. Slaughter bulls traded steady to $1 higher. And remember, you can catch the full report and many others on our website at WSMIRadio.com. In state ag news, planting season will soon be ramping up in Illinois, and that means pest season is not too far behind either. State Agricultural Pest Survey Coordinator Kelly Estes says there is some great variability in tracking the pest game in Illinois, and some of that has to do with the weather conditions.
I think I saw this morning on Twitter they were looking at, basically leaf emergence in trees as it's moving from the southern U.S. to the north and predicting when we're going to get bud break and things like that. Insects, in a way, those that are migrating, that isn't necessarily the case. Black cutworm, those moths come on wind currents, on jet streams, and they drop out of that at random places. So I could have nothing in southern Illinois and have a bunch drop in central Illinois. And so that's very variable. But for insects that are overwintering here and are dependent on temperatures warming up as they develop, we get, traditionally it's going to warm up in southern Illinois first, so we're going to see things happen there first, and then central Illinois and northern Illinois, it's very low on degree days right now.
Estes says pest monitoring traps are currently being set out to cooperators throughout the state. Gardeners of all types are getting the itch to get into the garden this year, and a University of Illinois master gardener has some advice on what you can be doing this time of year. Candace Hart, master gardener at the U of I Extension, says right now is a great time to get the leftover leaves or remains of last year's plants out of the garden. As you make plans to prepare the ground, Hart points out many gardeners are choosing not to till these days as it brings up new weeds and could have an impact on your soil structure.
Time-wise,
time-wise, I guess it's not too picky time-wise. As long as the ground is thawed, in theory, you could certainly till. Really what you're looking for is that it's not too wet. When you have a lot of water in the soil and you go and you till it, for one thing, it's going to stick to your equipment a lot more, but it also is going to, that soil is going to clump together, and the texture of the soil you can really kind of mess with if you do that. So what you want to do is wait till you have a nice dry soil, at least a mostly dry soil, before you go in and do that. And like you said, we've had so much moisture, it's going to be a while before things can dry out enough that you can even do that. So on some springs, you may not even have a good opportunity to do it because it just stays kind of too wet out there. A lot of gardeners aren't tilling much at all because sometimes tilling is not great for your soil structure. So if you're over-tilling and you're doing it at the wrong time when the soil's too wet, you end up with some really big kind of clods in there. So yeah, a lot of gardeners, they aren't. They're just kind of adding new compost every year and kind of lightly working that into the top kind of layer, and that's working pretty good for them. So you definitely don't have to till. If your soil's good, you got a good soil structure, then yeah, there's no need. Anytime you till, you're going to bring up new weed seeds too. So it's kind of like, if you got the weeds under control, then maybe skip that tilling too.
If you are looking to get something started, Hart says getting some seeds started in pots or totes are becoming increasingly popular. There's a variety of things you could get started at this time of the year.
A lot of gardeners have kind of their seeds started already in their garage or their basement if they've got kind of grow lights set up. So a lot of gardeners, of course, love to grow tomatoes and peppers and some of those kind of warm-loving vegetables. And it's a good idea to get those things started ahead of time. So I know people are getting their tomato seeds planted, their peppers, their eggplants, that type of stuff, because they take a little bit longer to germinate and kind of get a good-sized transplant going. So I know a lot of people have those warm season stuff going inside now. But some of that cool season vegetables, like your lettuces, your carrots, your beets, those type of things, once the garden dries out a little bit, we're in that range where we can start to get those outside here pretty soon. Some of those seed things we can get into the ground. So we're getting pretty close. Most vegetables you could definitely start inside, to kind of either start them in small pots or in seed trays and kind of get a jump start. Really, the only ones you want to avoid kind of doing that on are kind of the root crops, so like carrots, beets, stuff like that.
Okay.
Because you kind of mess with the root system, and obviously when you're growing something like that, you want a nice straight root. So there's some stuff that's just better to do it right outside, but yeah, a lot of it you can get a jump start inside and then get an earlier harvest, which is great.
If you are going to start your plants out in pots or seed pods, you'll need to keep them at a southern or western facing window so they'll get plenty of sunlight. While you might be tempted to water them every day, Hart indicates that isn't entirely necessary. Moving on into local news, a new class of soybean experts is ready to provide local recommendations to help Illinois soybean producers increase yields and profits while minimizing their environmental impact. The 2019 Certified Crop Advisor Soil Envoys are supported by the Illinois Soybean Association's Checkoff Program, and they will contribute actionable information, advice, and in-season updates via ilsoyadvisor.com to assist Illinois producers with their goals. One of those 2019 Soil Envoys is Dave Raw of Hillsboro. Raw specializes in soil fertility, site-specific fertilizer application, and soil management, and is a certified professional soil scientist, certified professional soil classifier, and a 4R certified crop advisor. Raw is a graduate of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign with a bachelor's degree in agronomy. After a 25-year career with the Natural Resource Conservation Service in Illinois and Missouri, he began consulting in 2005. He is currently a partner with RPM Soils LLC and resides in Hillsboro. And finally, the University of Illinois Extension in Hillsboro will be hosting an ABCs of Blackberries workshop to be held at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro. Join University of Illinois Extension horticulture educator Andrew Holsinger as he presents all the basic concepts for growing blackberries. This program will take place on Wednesday, April 24th from 2 to 3 in the afternoon. Cost for the program is $5 per person and handouts will be included. Please pre-register by visiting their website, go.illinois.edu/CJMM, or by calling the Montgomery County Extension Office at 532-3941. The U of I Extension asks you to register a day beforehand by Tuesday, April 23rd. For this Monday morning, April 8th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.